Hello, young explorers and dream weavers. Welcome back to Storytime Scholars, the podcast where every story leads to an adventure and every fact is a treasure waiting to be uncovered. I'm your host, and today we're fluttering into a vibrant tale about Charlie the Curious Caterpillar. But before we unravel his colorful journey, here's a fluttering fact. Butterflies taste with their feet. After our story, we'll explore more dazzling butterfly facts that will leave you soaring with wonder. So, find your most comfortable spot, settle in, and let's get ready to spread our wings into the world of Charlie. Are you ready to see where curiosity and colors can take us? Let's flutter into the fun. Once upon a time, in a lush green garden filled with the most colorful flowers and the juiciest leaves, there lived a caterpillar named Charlie. Unlike other caterpillars, Charlie had a vivid imagination and was always curious about the world beyond the garden. However, what made Charlie truly unique wasn't just his curiosity or vibrant imagination. It was his ability to change color according to his feelings and surroundings. Charlie's adventure began on a bright, sunny morning when he explored the farthest corner of the garden where he had never been. As he munched on a delicious leaf, he wondered, what lies beyond the garden? With determination, Charlie set off on his journey, his body shimmering in hues of green and gold, reflecting his excitement and curiosity. As he ventured further, Charlie came across various garden creatures. First, he met Bella the Bee, who was busy collecting nectar. "Where are you off to, Charlie?" Bella buzzed curiously. Charlie shared his quest with Bella, and in return, she warned him about the challenges he might face, like the big, scary crow that lived beyond the garden. As fear crept into Charlie's heart, his color changed to a pale shade of blue. But Bella encouraged him, saying, "Remember, Charlie, bravery isn't the absence of fear, but the courage to face it." Cheered by Bella's words, Charlie's color brightened to a confident shade of yellow. Continuing his journey, Charlie encountered various obstacles. A sudden downpour made him turn into a gloomy gray. But he found shelter under a leaf and waited for the rain to stop. Then, a strong wind blew him off the path, turning him a dizzy shade of purple. But he persevered, crawling back to his chosen route. Despite these challenges, Charlie's determination only grew stronger, and his colors became more vibrant with each obstacle he overcame. Finally, Charlie reached the edge of the garden, where the tall fence seemed to touch the sky. Here, he met Gary, the garden gnome, known to be wise and knowledgeable. Charlie asked Gary, "What lies beyond this garden?" Gary smiled and said, "A vast world full of wonders and dangers. But for you, Charlie, there's something special." Gary then revealed the biggest twist in Charlie's adventure. "You were destined to become a butterfly, not an ordinary one, but a butterfly whose wings can change colors just like you do now. Your journey beyond this garden will be on wings, exploring the skies and sharing the beauty of your colors with the world." Charlie was amazed and a bit scared. He had never imagined such a future for himself. But as he thought about flying high and exploring new places, excitement filled his heart, turning him a bright, hopeful shade of pink. Gary guided Charlie to a cozy spot where he could begin his transformation. Over time, wrapped in a cocoon, Charlie's body changed. When he emerged, he was no longer a caterpillar, but a magnificent butterfly with wings that shimmered and all the colors of his adventures and emotions. With a flutter of his beautiful wings, Charlie thanked Gary and took off into the sky, ready to explore the world beyond the garden. As he flew higher, his colors shone brightly, reminding everyone who saw him of the beauty and bravery, perseverance, and the magic of embracing one's uniqueness. And so, Charlie the Caterpillar became Charlie the Butterfly, the most colorful and adventurous butterfly the garden had ever known. His story became a legend among the garden creatures, inspiring others to dream big and believe in their unique paths, no matter how twisty or challenging they may seem. And that, my young friends, is how Charlie the Caterpillar became Charlie the Butterfly, spreading his vibrant wings and colors across the sky. But remember, every butterfly starts as a little caterpillar, just like Charlie. Isn't it incredible how much they can change? Now, are you ready for some amazing caterpillar facts? Did you know that caterpillars have tiny muscles all over their bodies that help them move and even dance a little as they crawl? Yes, they can groove. And guess what? They can eat a lot. Sometimes more than twice their body weight in just one day. That's like if you ate hundreds of sandwiches in a single day. Stay tuned as we dive into the world of these fascinating creatures and discover more about their magical journey from being a caterpillar to becoming a beautiful butterfly. So sharpen your antennas and let's crawl into some fun learning. Number one, super stretchy. Caterpillars are like the stretchy superheroes of the insect world. They can grow really quickly, and to do that, sometimes they shed their skin up to 5 times before they turn into a butterfly. That's like getting a whole new outfit several times because you've outgrown the old one. Number two, hungry, hungry caterpillars. Imagine eating so much food that you've become 1,000 times heavier than you were born. Caterpillars can do just that. They eat leaves all day. This is why they grow so fast. Some caterpillars can even munch through an entire leaf in just one day. Number three, walking weirdos. Have you ever noticed how caterpillars move in a wavy, funny way? They have tiny feet on both ends of their bodies, but none in the middle. This makes them move in a looping inchworm style. Number four, camouflage kings and queens. Caterpillars are great at playing hide and seek. Many of them can change their color or have patterns that make them look like twigs, leaves, or even bird poop to avoid predators. This trick helps them to stay safe from birds or other animals that might want to eat them. Number five, breathing through sides. Instead of having noses, caterpillars breathe through little holes alongside of their bodies called spiracles. Air goes in and out of these holes, helping them breathe while they munch on leaves. Silky scales. Some caterpillars, like the ones that turn into silk moths, produce silk from their mouths. They use these silk to spin cocoons around themselves when it's time to become a butterfly or moth. People have learned to use the silk to make soft and shiny fabrics. Nature's recyclers. Caterpillars play a big role in nature by eating lots of leaves, which helps control the plant growth and recycles nutrients back into the soil. They are very important for keeping our forests and gardens healthy. Number eight, amazing antenna. Caterpillars have special feathers called antenna that they use to touch and smell the world around them. These antennae help them find their favorite leaves to eat and avoid getting lost. And last, they have 12 eyes. Did you know that caterpillars have not one, not two, but 12 eyes? That's right, young scholars. Caterpillars have 6 tiny eyes on each side of their head, making a total of 12. But even with all of these eyes, they still can't see very well. Instead, they mostly sense light and movement to help them avoid threats and find their favorite leaves to munch on. Imagine what it would be like to have 12 eyes. What all could you see or maybe just sense around you? And there you have it, our whimsical winged wrap-up. Wasn't it breathtaking to soar with Charlie the Curious Caterpillar through his transformation into a magnificent butterfly? We hope you loved every colorful flutter and lofty flight along the way. Now, don't let the journey end here, little scholars. Fly on over to our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/storytimescholars to share your creations with us. Draw what you might think Charlie have looked like. With all his beautiful colors, his transformation from a caterpillar to a butterfly, and post it to our Facebook page to celebrate your artistic flair. If today's tale made your heart flutter with joy, remember to hit that like button, share the episode with your friends, and follow us for more enchanting stories. Every like, share, and follow brings more friends into our circle of story lovers. So, until we meet again, keep those pencils coloring, keep those imaginations soaring, and remember, every day is an opportunity to explore your own colorful story. Goodbye for now from Storytime Scholars, where every story sparkles and every young scholar shines.